Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Every session, the Montana legislature deals with perennial bills whose appearance is as predictable as snow in January. A perennial bill is a bill that comes back session after session with no real chance of passing. Such is the case with Senate Bill 312, better known as the Pine Haven Bill. This bill, which we believe borders on legislative harassment, seeks to strip the religious exemption from state regulation for residential youth treatment programs that act as an adjunct ministry of a church. We call it the Pine Haven Bill because it would mainly affect Pine Haven Children's Ranch, a 45-year-old Christian treatment facility located in St. Ignatius. At issue is whether or not the state should be allowed to regulate these types of facilities. The issue first came to the forefront in 2007 when control over youth treatment facilities was handed over to the board controlling private alternative adolescent residential programs, also known as the PARP board. The board wanted to control every program in the state and immediately sought to do away with the religious exemption in the 2009 legislative session. The Montana Family Foundation intervened and killed the bill, but it's been coming back ever since. And it's a fairly emotional issue. On the one hand, a board member during a legislative hearing about 10 years ago pounded on the podium while saying they must be allowed to regulate. On the other hand, are the parents, community members, members of law enforcement, students, and former students who line up every session explaining that the highly successful program would be ruined if bureaucrats are allowed to control it. The premise of those in favor of the bill seems to be that kids would be safer under state control. They point to abuse in other programs and say that the same must be going on in all programs. Ironically, many of the programs they point to as examples of abuse are programs already completely regulated by the state. When Pine Haven first began in 1976, regulation and accreditation by the state was optional. When the founders looked into accreditation, they were told two rules would have to change. The teenagers could not be told they could not smoke, and they could not be forced to attend church on Sunday. Both were deal breakers. Pine Haven walked away from the table and never looked back. Now, 45 years and hundreds of graduates later, the ranch continues to use its Christian-based curriculum to treat children and teens with emotional and behavioral problems. And they've been successful. So successful, in fact, that a former Lake County sheriff, after conducting an investigation of a complaint at the ranch, decided to send his own daughter there, as did a former Child Protective Services employee who was so impressed by the program that she sent three of her children who were victims of abuse to Pine Haven, where they thrived. The idea that programs must be regulated by the state to be safe and effective is a false premise. The youth treatment facility most heavily regulated by the state is the Pine Hills Detention Facility in Miles City. In 2018, that facility reported 67 cases of assault, either youth on youth or youth on staff. The bottom line is that tough kids go to these programs for a reason. The difference at Pine Haven is that kids need to write a letter and ask to be admitted. The staff at Pine Haven is doing very good work with very difficult kids. State regulation would mess that up, and that's why we oppose the bill. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.